So the Biden administration basically just destroyed Title IX protections for women. The Department of Education issued new regulations on Friday, April 19th, prohibiting discrimination based on a person's gender identity. So basically, if you're willing to accept the idea that men can pretend to be women and therefore are women, which they now require schools to go along with, then real women actually have no protections at all anymore. And that's what's going to go into effect on August 1st. So really quickly, if there's no lawsuit to kind of an injunction that would stop this from going into effect. And of course, this is by the Department of Education. So it's not actually like, it's not the law itself that has changed. It's just the Department of Education is deciding what sex is and including gender identity on the basis of nothingness, on the basis of their woke ideology and the fact that they really want this to be a thing. And so instead of, you know, the Democrats going through Congress actually changing the law, no, they're just going to have the Department of Education do their bidding instead. It's much faster for them, it's much more dictatorial, and it doesn't allow anybody else to really do anything about it, and that's what's really going on. So they're redefining the prohibition on sex discrimination for schools and educational programs that receive federal funding, which is basically everyone. But in the very least, we're including public K-12 schools, colleges, and universities, but also a fair number of private ones if they include even a nominal amount of federal funding, which most private institutions do. So the summary further states that, except in certain situations, educational institutions receiving federal funding can't carry out, as they put it, different treatment or separation on the basis of sex. Now, you might immediately jump straight to women's sports, but before we get there, and we will, let's talk about what it means just in terms of safety, because, you know, if I was the parent of a kid in one of these schools, you know, yes, I may care about whether or not my kid can compete in schools, but more importantly, I would care about my child's safety, and that's what's coming up here, because we're talking about, you know, their bathrooms, their locker rooms, housing in the cases of colleges. That's what we're actually talking about. And by prohibiting, as they put it, discrimination, they're preventing these schools and colleges from creating spaces specifically for women, and yes, real women, and giving them this place where they can actually feel safe, as they have a right to feel in those intimate environments, right? And so they're destroying these things that Title IX helped to put in place by basically saying, well, we don't really know what a woman is, which is what they assert. The moment they start playing with the game of gender identity, they're basically throwing their hands up in the air and saying, well, we don't really know what a woman is, do we? And it's like, yes, yes, actually we do, and you just endangered them all. You know, that's the truth there. But yeah, so supposedly now, according to the new rule, if it gets enacted on August 1st, as it's supposed to, they're not allowed to have different treatment or separation on the basis of sex. If they're a institution that receives federal funding, it includes a prohibition on any policy or practice that, quote, prevents a person from participating in an education program or activity consistent with their gender identity, end quote. So there's no direct mention of women's sports there, but it seems pretty obviously implicit there within, you know. So you can't prevent a person from, I mean, engaging in, I don't know, women's basketball if they claim to be a woman. And then how's that going to affect, of course, sports that are more aggressive, like the martial arts, wrestling, that kind of stuff? Well, you know how it's going to affect them, because we've already seen that taking place in certain places. But you have had, I think it's like 24 now, states have laws that state that in these educational settings, the only people who can be in women's sports are actually biological females. So how the state law will deal with this new ruling by the Department of Education, we will end up finding out, because the two obviously can't mesh together, that they're very much in conflict. Sarah Parshall Perry, who's a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation and also former senior counsel at the United States Department of Education, the very place that made this ruling, said, quote, Under the new rule, girls and women will no longer have any sex-separated bathrooms, locker rooms, housing accommodations, or other educational programs. End quote. And again, this also includes any private schools that receive any federal funding, which is the vast majority of them at this point. I mean, when Congress first, you know, added Title IX sex discrimination provisions into federal law in the 70s, the goal was to give women and girls equal access to education. The law itself still does not make any reference to gender identity. Instead, all this is being done by fiat, by the Department of Education, because they really, really want this to take place, because they really want women, really want men inside of locker rooms. They really want to create an environment that is fundamentally unsafe for these children and for these women in cases of colleges and universities. I think it's evil, obviously, to deprive these women of that safety to which they have a right. And obviously this is all just being done for the sake of winning some kind of political point. But really, I find it very difficult to imagine who would actually be okay with this. I think that the number of people, just in terms of like populace in the United States, who would be comfortable with what this looks like in practice would have to be small. But instead it's being done because people don't actually have to see it in practice. They just have to, you know, sort of wave the flag, so to speak, and support it because I support trans rights or something. But they don't actually have to live the consequences because they would find those consequences to be abhorrent, and rightly so. And that's what you would see when you see these, you know, young kids now no longer being able to, you know, get changed in locker rooms without somebody of the opposite sex there. It's absolutely wrong. And yet that's coming down from the Biden administration directly, trying to change laws by redefining terms that we have already always known, right? That's what they're doing. And I think that people should speak out about this and realize the implications, which are far beyond just children's sports, even though that, of course, has an impact on people's lives. We're also talking, I think, for me, the safety angle is a far bigger deal. But both of them, obviously. I mean, what's happening here is wrong, and people ought to be, frankly, just outraged about it.